The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
There's a new trad wife named Lily Gaddis who has become a famous TikToker after a viral video that was shocking, by the way, and super bad for the conservative movement has just come forward. Here's that video.
Okay, this time I have a beef with the male community. I give my criticisms to all because we are all about equity and inclusion here, right? So I'm sick and tired of all girls getting blamed, or like guys, certain guys, thinking that all girls are gold diggers. I don't know if it's because you get your information from those street interviews in like Miami at 3 a.m. outside of a nightclub. You're getting the opinion of some dumb whores and immigrants fresh off the boat looking for a green card. Yes, they are probably gold diggers, but that's the exception. I'm the rule. Everybody I know who's married right now, they're married to broke ass and they don't care. We don't give a about your money. I couldn't care less about your money, okay? My type is broke mechanics and surfer hippie dudes who just want to live in a shack and surf and have babies. All I ask of a man is that you're competent, you're not a... If somebody broke into our house at 3 a.m., you would know how to grab a gun and shoot them. That's pretty much all we ask. Like, that's pretty much like all girls I know. I don't know one girl who's a gold digger. So stop throwing us all under the bus as if we're all gold diggers because we don't give a... I don't give a f- about your money.
So here's the thing. The trad wife movement is good in theory. It promotes traditional gender roles. There's no doubt that it's going to lead to more fulfilled women and men in their lives. And then, of course, most importantly, kids are going to have a good home where both parents are there, especially the mom. The man hopefully is going to be working full time. The woman can be in the house nurturing the children. It's what Tocqueville talked about. It's what so many conservative philosophers have talked about. And it's very clear throughout history that it's the best way to do things. So in theory, the trad wife movement is awesome. It's a great resurgence, especially as a counter to feminism. However, this girl is not that. This girl is not a trad wife. She might have an apron on, which is, by the way, super promiscuous. There's been a ton of trad wives that have been wearing like promiscuous aprons. Nothing traditional is about that. Like, go back to the 50s and 60s. Believe me, those traditional women that we all look up to, none of them were wearing aprons like that. This girl is not a trad wife. She's a brat. And why do I say that? Because traditional women, what they're concerned with is loving and honoring their husbands, serving their children, helping them to grow and develop into great citizens, great people, great God-fearing people, not attacking people and being absolutely vulgar and awful. So all of it's censored in there. We censored it, but she says the N-word in there. She says the F-word. Like, she's using really nasty, nasty words. And by the way, I don't subscribe to the belief that the N-word is just a word that white people can't say. I don't think anybody should say it. I think it's a bad word and it's nasty. But what she's saying is, at her core, is that gold diggers, not all trad wives are gold diggers, and they're not lazy. And that is true. This is the problem. The message that she brought is good, but the messaging is awful. Being a trad wife is extremely important to society. Maybe more important, like probably more important than men going to work. Men go to work to sustain their family so that their wife can teach their kids how to grow up and be a dutiful man and woman. So again, her message is good, but her messaging is awful, and I don't think people should be calling trad wives gold diggers, and I don't think it's true. But this reminds me of the red pill movement in a very similar way, which addresses the problems, but it tries to solve them in super nasty ways. And so what you see for the red pill movement, for instance, is men that are completely abandoning marriage, and they're actually really nasty towards women. They say really awful things like, you're worthless when you're 50, you know, or things like that. I understand what they're saying in principle, but the way they're saying it is so awful. And I see her doing the same thing. Like, if you're really conservative, then you're trying to be a God-fearing person. You're trying to have a big family, spread conservative principles. She is not doing that. And this is one of my big critiques. I critique the left all the time on this channel, and I enjoy doing that, and they've got plenty to critique on. But I can't, as a conservative, be looking idly by and seeing what's going on in the conservative movement with the red pillars and these really awful trad wives. I like a lot of the trad wives, just not this one, and not call them out. If you're going to be conservative, you have got to walk the walk. You cannot talk the talk. That is what liberals prey on, and that's what they call to. And they're right a lot of the times, because you're seeing conservatives that really do awful things. Frankly, Donald Trump is actually an example of that, even though I do think he's the best person to take on Joe Biden. And when it comes to politics, certainly politicians are a game of preference. So even though I don't think Donald Trump is necessarily the most conservative person, he may be the best in politics. You know, Milton Friedman said something along the lines of, politics is about making bad people do good things. And I think the American system is set up beautifully for that. But when you're not a politician, which is 99% of us, and you're conservative, you got to walk the walk. I can't tell you how many people who are my age aren't even looking to get married. I understand that not everyone has to get married at the same time. But I've talked to so many people. I've gone to Turning Point USA stuff. I've gone to, you know, Young America's Foundation stuff. And there's all these single people, and they're not looking to start a family. And I'm like, that is the essence of conservatism. They're like this trad wife who they say they're conservative, but they're not actually doing it. They've got to actually walk the walk. Otherwise, liberals are going to stomp on us like they've been doing for the last few election cycles. And by the way, I'm all for wrecking the libs. I get it, facts over feelings. I'm good with being intense when the time comes. I think that's awesome. But at the same time, the messaging is so important. And when you look like a brat like her, you're not doing any favors by attacking people needlessly, like immigrants. Like, I mean, she goes in on immigrants, she goes on black people, she goes in on, you know, people at nightclubs. It's just not productive. You're not spreading your message effectively. I akin this to the left-wing version of this, is those climate activists who are going and drawing on famous paintings. Conservatives and liberals alike look at those people and they're like, you are crazy. Nobody likes you. And by the way, they're doing no services to the climate community. The people who are trying to, you know, do the Green New Deal and all that crap, they don't even like these people because they're not doing a good job messaging. I mean, literally just this week, there are people that went to Stonehenge and were trying to deface it. Nobody's looking at that. There's like, you know, this fringe of a 0.1% of people who look at that and they think it's brave. Everybody else thinks it's annoying. The same is true on the conservative side for this lady. Of course, all the liberals are going to hate her, but tons of conservatives or, you know, more independent-minded people who haven't really made up their minds politically look at that and they're like, yeah, I can't be a part of that. And because of that, less people are going to be conservative. It's dangerous. I completely reject this in all ways. And I really hope that she'll stop acting like that. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. restrictions apply.